Well, the Sunsplash Mix Show. I am the DJ. I am the host. Big up Selecta Princess. She is just returning from Jamaica's Reggae Month, celebrating the culture, the music, and of course, Bob Marley. Shout out to everyone at the Marley family for that One Love movie. But today, we're talking about reggae on the river. And we need to talk to some of the artists and some of the DJs who will be featured again this year at the festival. So they just need to reach out. So Princess was like, it was International Women's Month. Okay. Well, let's find out. DJ Rundat, welcome to the Sunsplash Mix Show.
Thank you.
Now, the name Rundat, okay, it's not Run That, it's Rundat. Where did you get the name and how long have you been mixing all type of music?
Yeah, so I gave myself this name before I even became a DJ. And I grew up listening to so much reggae music. Have a memory of being on stage with Rita Marley in Humboldt County at the Mateel Community Center when I was a little girl, and Judy was there and I got Judy's autograph on a dollar bill. And you know, I listened to so much reggae, you hear them say, run that! Run the track, run that. And I gave myself that name. And when I started DJing about 14 years ago, I needed a DJ name, and it was a toss-up between Baby Saw, which was given to me by Jaw Warrior Shelter, sound system, or Run That, and I went with Run That.
All right. She's been running with Run That for several years. Let's know how many years, and what was the level that you said, no, I'm a professional now. I'm taking DJing, selecting, seriously.
Yeah, well, that was probably about 8 years ago. I probably first started getting paid more than 11 years ago, 12 years ago. But I went all in. I had a clothing line. One of my first designs was I Heart Reggae. So I had a reggae-inspired clothing line that I would sell at the reggae shows and Reggae on the River. And that started when I was pregnant with my daughter, which was 17, 18 years ago. And there came a point where I realized I was losing passion for clothing and really was finding a lot of joy in DJing, and decided to go all in on it.
And I know, let's talk about being the professional, and we're going to say the DJ, the disc jockey, maybe it's a host once in a while. Where is that space? Where's your comfort zone? Because someone's going to say, she does reggae, but I've seen her do weddings, and then she does corporate, and then there's festivals.
Yeah.
Where's your comfort zone, or what do you specialize in the most, right?
The most right now, currently? Ooh, that's kind of tricky. I mean, I would say I put my main focus on weddings for sure. That's the breadwinner for me. And it's always a treat to get a couple that wants reggae. But I am definitely sought out by people in the reggae community for certain things. So if we get a female reggae artist down the block, which we do, they call me to be the opener. So it's something I'm still very passionate about. You know, keeping up with reggae music is more than a full-time job. So, you know, it's more of in a hobby in a way, reggae for me in a way, like I'm always going to listen to reggae at certain times. I have it in my life weekly for sure. As far as going out and playing reggae events, when the opportunity arises, I definitely say yes. So, yeah.
Nice. I love it. I love it. Balancing the work and the family and, like you said, the passion. Sometimes you still have to say, you know what? I'm going to get out of the way. Let me move on and help the next generation. You are out there trying to help some new people be DJs.
Yeah. In fact, I have a lesson coming right up today. I'm teaching right here in my living room. There's my little setup. Where is it? one of them. And yeah, I'm teaching people to DJ. I'm actually working with people with developmental disabilities. The opportunity fell into my lap after DJing the local prom. And it's been really rewarding and amazing. Just watching my clients learn to DJ. One of them is in a wheelchair with one hand, and I have her DJing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You got to keep us up to date with that. We might see her and him on that Reggae on the River. Let's talk about Reggae on the River. Not your first time either, and not your first time camping, but let's start with Reggae on the River. It's back. It's a very large lineup. What are your first thoughts about I'm about to be on that stage again?
Ooh. Well, there's lots of thoughts, honestly. I mean, when, you know, I just think reggae lives, you know, reggae lives in our community, and it's been such a crucial part of our community and my upbringing and me becoming who I am as a person and as a DJ. And my children were raised on reggae. You know, we were all at the Bob Marley movie the other night. It was my second time watching it. I went with my friends, then I took the kids, you know, and it's just, you know, they were loving it. They were feeling it. They don't understand all the patois, but both of my kids were due at Reggae on the River, which is ironic. And they were both in the womb and I was at Reggae on the River doing the thing. But, you know, it all started when I was a teenager and I started volunteering in the office, stuffing envelopes. That's when we had printed like real tickets and we'd stuff a little like program guide and a ticket and we'd send them out. And I kept doing different volunteer jobs and eventually started my clothing line. And, you know, I didn't want anything to stop me from being in that reggae community environment that I love so much. So I created that business with the clothing line where I could actually work, you know, at the shows and make money and not have too much mom guilt. And then I got to bring my children with me. And, you know, honestly, it's my son's birthday weekend, Reggae on the River. He's August 5th. So, you know, we celebrate. He loves it. They asked me, when is reggae coming back? Yeah.
Love it. Let's talk, like you said, let's stick with the family angle. Yeah. Reggae on the River is a family event. And let's talk about West Coast because, she's a West Coast DJ. I don't know what that means. Oh, she's a California DJ. Maybe that's different. Your own community, Humboldt County. So is there something different with the way Selections, Roots, Rasta, is there something different that, yeah, we are really deep into this section of reggae?
Well, yeah, I would say so. I mean, Reggae on the River has always done a really good job of being authentically Jamaican reggae from the roots of the festival. And, you know, it's obviously changed over the years. We've seen it. We've seen the Cali Roots reggae, you know, and we've seen that movement go from West Coast to East Coast. And yeah. I think it's always been family friendly, which is great. It's definitely been a part of our culture, but I feel like it's definitely changed because there was a time, and I don't know when it happened. I almost feel like it was high school, so like 20 something years ago, where, you know, EDM started to creep in. And yeah. And that's had an influence. So my own personal style has changed away. I will always forever love my Lover's Rock. That's something that's just deeply in my heart. And then we get fast forward. Now we have what I call, you know, there's a bass hall, another genre of bass hall. There's future dance hall, which is kind of similar. So there's a different sound to it. And it's grown and evolved. And even in our community, I would say, you know, people went really bassy when dubstep became a thing. It was like, wah, wah, wah. You know, I didn't really feel that too much. But you blend in some, like, maybe some raga where you got some, like, dance hall samples or something, reggae samples in with the bass. That's fun.
I like it. I like it. She's our special guest DJ. Run that right here, the Sunsplash Mix Show. Myself and my sister, Select the Princess, we're going west. The East Coasters are going west and we're going camping. Mm-hmm. We've been getting from the Reggae on the River family, wide family of people who have been participants, volunteers, and even former artists. What do we need to bring and what do we need to do when it's time to go camping at Reggae on the River?
All right, so you're definitely gonna want a comfortable mat to sleep on, whether it be a blow-up bed or a mat of some type. And you're definitely gonna want some shade. And the event has moved next door now, so it's a little different. I would say this piece of property, they might have some more shade and grass, maybe. I'm not sure. But like back in the day when I first went to Reggae on the River, you were moving rocks. You were waiting in line on the freeway the night before, staying up all night long. People were staying up in this line, making traffic, waiting to be the first ones in to claim that site on the river bar, moving big giant rocks, bring your rake and shovel, dig out your spot, build your little community. And that's what made this festival extra special, was because you were living on a river bar with 10,000 people for 3 to 5 days, sometimes longer. I mean, depending on how you want to do it. So you definitely want something comfortable. You definitely want shade. Let's see. You definitely, it's almost always going to be hot. It has rained. We have dealt with big forest fires, so smoke. So, you know, you don't know what you're going to get necessarily. So kind of be prepared for everything, but you're going to be traveling from far. So that's going to be interesting to prepare for packing, but you want to be comfortable. You want some snacks. There's definitely going to be some amazing food booths. You definitely want stuff for the river to swim in. You'll probably be living in your swimwear. It's going to be really hot. There is going to be showers, you know, stuff like that. So that's about it, I guess.
Perfect. Thanks a lot. There's a lot of people who are going to be reaching out, and the same thing, we're going to reach back out and have these truversations. It's not a conversation. These truversations with some of the DJs, some of the artists and the musicians, and obviously a lot of the patrons. The Rude Boy special, I think, is now over, but a lot of people who are getting tickets for 1 day, 2 day, and the entire weekend for Reggae on the River. We're not sure when, but we're going to make sure we get out there to hear DJ Rundown.
Yeah.
How do they get in contact with you? Because again, some young people and some older people might want some of the lessons and possibly to book you for some of the services you provide.
Yeah, the best way is my website, djrundat.com, or Instagram is where I'm most actively on the social media platform. So it's just DJ Rundat. If you Google it, DJRUNDAT, you're going to find a lot of good stuff.
I like it. Mixes of music. She's a professional. She's royal. And the next time when we talk to you, we're going to talk about all the other things that it takes to stay consistent and research and learn and practice as a DJ.
Yeah.
So thanks again, DJ Rundown.
You're welcome.